Paul, an All-Ireland winning manager with your club in a seven-a-side competition. I think these are one of the toughest competitions won.
They are. We're just looking back at the calendar there. We seem to win it every 7 years. We won it in 2004, 2011, now 2018. We brought down a good team with us here. Just as I always find it, I think it's a real good preparation for a championship, running the championship. 10 boys out, hurling all day. And you see the way they played there. Luckily, they played very well as a unit. And that's what you need to get into the championship. So, luckily, it was a great day all round for the club and for the supporters all come down. I'd like to thank all the supporters that did come down. So,
I think your dad was the manager of the first, was he?
He was the manager of the first back in 2004. We beat Burt by a point in that. I managed then in 2011. We beat Blaney and it in the final, and we're beating a couple of finals since that now. But look, yeah, it's great to get down here. No, the boys are all in high. A few of them are staying down to watch the final tomorrow, and look here, it's a good day's crack, great day's hurling, and even to see the big stars out playing the games there, you'll always pick up something what they're doing, what we're doing wrong, you know, and it's always a great day. Kelma Club's tournament, we came here this past 25 years, like I played on 25 years ago myself, like, but, you know, it's a great day, and thanks to my name, Kelma Club Crooks as well.
I suppose when you go back, you mentioned you played in it about a quarter of a century ago now, while much changes, much stays the same. It's about man management. People talk in the 15-a-side game and those senior sidelines about managers and how it's a man management game. But really, on a day like this, it is about how you utilise your players and try and maximise. Like, those lads could go into final with cramp there and you still have to get a bit out of them.
Well, I'll tell you, just the last time we were down, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, we got into the final, and now the boys were far fresh today. It was dry today. Even though we played four real hard matches, you know, against better quality teams that we played the last time we were down here, the boys seem to be a wee bit fresher, they seem to be a wee bit fitter now, and the sevens work, and the likes of Kevin there, able to make them runs in the final, and with them sixes and sevens, whenever he's making the runs, he done no running all day, and we sort of had that plan for us, so look here, it worked out well for us, and you know, that's not a bad team that we played in the final. We were beating the final there last year, and we beat the winners of the tournament there last year, so look here, it's a good day for us.
Obviously, I think it's 2 weeks now to the championship. You know, it's a very close championship. I think Unions were up at the junior sevens as well. But in terms of how this will boost you going forward, it's a great boost, but there'll be very tired legs, and it takes a bit of recovering from a sevens as well.
It takes a bit of recovering for the sevens, but now I'll tell you, they're training at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning again. They're just doing a wee recovery session.
Out in Croke Park, is it, before the big game?
No, it's back up at home. The whole team's out training at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, and then we'll do a full session then on Monday evening. I know the legs be tired, but look here, a wee recovery session in the morning, I'll just get the lactic acid out of the legs and hopefully get onto a full training session Monday night. And you need that, get onto a team that likes support, you know, and Burt's going against this. I know the boys are saying that we're favourites now. I'd fancy, you know, Burt, the bookies have them favourites. They've got the history behind them. You know, we won it there last year, but now we haven't won in a while. Burt are there every year, thereabouts. I think it's going to make for a real good final.
Today is obviously great for yourselves in Setanta, and obviously, you know, you had an All-Ireland semi-final last year, or earlier this year. You know, things have been building nicely, but overall for Donegal Hurling, this is all part of a great picture at the moment as well.
Hey, Donegal Hurling's gone great. Like, I was on with Mickey McCann there and the backroom with him there this year. Like, and the standard of hurling and the county team this past 6 or 7 years, the way it's risen there this past 6 or 7 years, you know, and I put it down to the likes of lads like Mickey McCann, you know, putting the child to the wheel and pushing them boys on, the likes of Danny Cullen there and Joe Boyle and you know, some of them more experienced players, setting the standards and raising the standards of hurling in Donegal, and not going out and saying, look here boys, it's a second tier sport anymore. Like, you know, we're up there with the bigger teams there now, and like, hopefully Mickey will take it on next year again. We'll take the north step there next year and push on for another promotion.
You'll enjoy this one, but not too much. A Donegal championship, as we said, to come. But well done today. You are the All-Ireland Seven Shield champions. Well done, Paul.
Thanks a million.